It was a fight to the end for the number 6 Harlan Cyclones girls basketball team on Tuesday night as they fell to number 10 Lewis Central 45-30 for Harlan's first loss of the season. Head coach Zach Clawson said that the uncharacteristic turnovers and slow momentum put a stop to their offensive rhythm.
Just understand that pace is very important for us. You know, defensively, we gave up 45 points. Not a big deal. It's just the offense. You got to get a little bit cleaner. We got to get more movement. The ball kind of just stuck in places where it hasn't before. And, you know, it just seemed when we tried to run a set where we thought we needed to slow maybe down because we couldn't get a transition layup or a decent look in transition where we'd try to set up and get a quick hitter or something, there'd just be somebody out of place or the timing wouldn't be right. It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those nights where we couldn't get out of our own way.
Aubrey Shriso was able to knock down just a few shots in the game against the Titans, while Erica Russ knocked down around 14 points and led the Cyclones in rebounding on the night. These two have been more than effective for Harlan this season, as they averaged 15.5 and 13.1 points respectively. Both Shriso and Russ have been big keys in the Harlan offense this season, and even with Hannah Soderman, the Cyclones need to be able to get out of tight situations when the keys are not on point.
Aubrey couldn't get many shots off last night. I can't remember offhand how many she had. I know 6 or 7 maybe. Erica had 14, I believe, and then let us rebound in again last night. Thought we could have maybe got her a few more touches, but we didn't. Thought she was very effective. When the ball was in her hand, she made things happen, so that was good to see. Going forward, you know, we need to tighten some things up offensively, get back in on the right path here, controlled tempo. And last, I don't even know how many threes we got up. It didn't feel like we got enough up either. So that was kind of one of our concerns as well after the game.
In terms of improvements, Harlan needs to be able to adjust to other teams and their tempo overall. That means adjusting their game plan on offense to tighten up some plays to more physical defensive teams.
Tightening things up offensively, get back to where we're taking care of the ball and not taking chances as much as we did last night. Being able to adjust a little bit better to teams that want to play more physical and get better in the half court for games that we can't control the tempo or for some reason that's just not picking up the pace enough. We got to get more solid in the half court on offense.
For the remainder of this week, Harlan is going to get loosened up to prepare for a few practices ahead of their game against St. Albert, one of the toughest teams in the Hawkeye 10. St. Albert's only loss this season has been to Harlan, which took place on November 28th, where they lost 48-44. This rematch will be a tough one for both sides of the floor.
You know, we'll just briefly talk again about last night's performance and then tell them we got to get over it and then focus on St. Albert's today. Try to get plenty of shots up. There's going to be some sore kids in there. It was a pretty physical game last night, but we got to work that out, get loosened up, and just get ready to go and just kind of flush that one from last night and you know, focus our lens a little bit on a few areas like the turnover situation, the half-court offense, and obviously we got to pick the pace up.
Harlan travels to St. Albert Catholic High School on Friday, January 5th at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.